This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. An avalanche warning has been issued for Vail, Summit, Steamboat Springs, and the Flat Tops Wilderness Area. A foot or more of new snow and strong winds have made snowpack fragile, and large deadly avalanches could be easily triggered. Ethan Green is the director of the Colorado Avalanche Information Center.
That warning is telling you that it's high avalanche danger, which means that spontaneous avalanches are happening.
Forecasters are urging backcountry travelers to avoid slopes steeper than 30 degrees. Restaurant waitstaff, cooks, and others were moved in the priority list for COVID-19 vaccinations earlier this week. They're now in the same category as frontline essential workers in grocery stores, transit, public health, and faith settings. Grace Kane is a server at Softa in Denver. She says she was excited when she found out about the vaccination schedule.
I'm part of a group of people that has been required to work during periods of time in this pandemic where I know that I have not felt the most comfortable being in a restaurant. I absolutely think that every service industry person should be included in this next round. I think it's great.
The state expects to set a discrete timeline for phase 1B3 later this month. Before the pandemic, service industry employees made up about 10% of Colorado's labor force. Starting tomorrow at 9 a.m., counties across the state will move to a less restrictive level on the COVID-19 dial. That means places like gyms and restaurants will have larger crowds. The state health department updated the dial to make it easier for countries to move from one level to another by adjusting some of the metrics it uses to track COVID-19 cases. And you're listening to All Things Considered. Thank you for joining us. It is 5:34. Coming up next, the World Health Organization recently announced a plan to begin shipments of nearly 90 million COVID-19 vaccine doses to countries in Africa.
Low-income countries have a very strong experience of rolling out vaccines. What they really need right now is they need the supply.
How vaccine access is being handled on a global scale, that's up next. And in 10 minutes, Chiefs or Buccaneers, CPR's Vic Vela brings us a story on how Coloradans are making their Super Bowl selections. Stick around for that story at 5:44. This is CPR News.